Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of February, recording at 6:08 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets, mixed. A few more on the upside than on the downside. Hong Kong, though, is down nearly 1% in here today. European stock markets generally quite firm. Now, that had lifted Wall Street on the openings, but Wall Street has slipped here as I speak and is down around the lows of the day. Not down a lot, but it's a reversal of similar sized gains. You've got the Dow down 26, the S&P down 4.6, and the NASDAQ down 20. That's the NASDAQ composite. That's a reasonably large hit on the composite. And some of the reasons for that will emerge in a moment. Government bonds first are quite steady in here overall. So all the ones that I have seen showing a rally. And the US dollar is just about unchanged on the US dollar index, so it's very mixed. It's been up a little bit against the euro, for instance, and down a little bit against the euro currently just about unchanged. Now, precious metals have been swinging around actively in a fairly narrow range, but for instance, silver going up 10, being down 7 or 8, up 10, down 7 or 8, and repeating that. It's done it at least 3 or 4 times, and I try not to watch it closely. And gold also has been mostly on the upside, though, and currently it's 690.30. I beg your pardon, that's the futures contract, the April contract. Gold bullion currently up 4.5 at 687.05. So that's firm. Now, noticeably, here's the psychological link. Noticeably, these are moving with crude oil. When crude oil is moving up, and it's been up as high as 61.75 here today, then the metals and the beans and so on are all pretty steady. Then when gold dips and it's been as low as 60.65 in here today, then the precious metals move to the minus side, as do some of the grains and beans. Crude is currently at 61.46. That's up 32 cents on the day. And in industrial metals, generally firm, I believe. That's yes, generally firm. And copper, just checking that, that's down a little bit in here in London, but not in the US. The US is up $1.50 now as I speak. Grains and beans, just with very, very modest gains, they've been pegged back a little bit from their earlier strength seen when crude oil was up near its highs. Okay, what's going on here overall? Well, it's still a fairly nervous time within an overall bullish environment for global stock markets. I think that's the best way to put it. Some markets are in these ranging patterns still. That includes India, which has been struggling a bit, not surprisingly, since early December, given the very big gains that it had seen from September onwards, as that market recovered all that it had lost, and had fallen by about a third, or at least 30%, and pushed right on up into new high ground. So that's been struggling. It is range bound. People have been worrying about what the budget might hold. I think we will see other markets in these primarily ranging patterns, which is a form of consolidation. If they take place rotationally, in other words, not with all markets simultaneously, then the overall environment will remain really quite firm. And the trigger or key to a global stock market correction, I maintain, is Wall Street's performance due to the leash effect overall. And Wall Street has been just nudging new highs quite frequently in recent weeks without running on the upside. Wall Street's where the risks lie, in my view. Unfortunately, Wall Street has become a risky market it's been that way for a number of years, for all the economic problems that gain so much coverage in the press. So sadly, the U.S. stock market is a higher risk than it ought to be and that it has been in the past. But unfortunately for investors, it's not a high beta. But nevertheless, it still is in an overall upward trend here, which is an eloquent testimony to the amount of liquidity that is sloshing around the system, which is pushing up not only Wall Street, but most other stock markets, and some of them very, very strongly. It is keeping the government bond markets afloat in here, whereas they could be quite vulnerable given some of the inflation pressures that are in the pipeline. And it is certainly leading to new highs in the auction rooms around the world for everything from fine art to jewelry. And it is certainly a factor in the resurgence of precious metals that we've seen in the last 2 to 3 months. So that's known, and that basically continues in here. I do feel and have said that some of those risks have been increasing for global stock markets. First, we're heading towards a less favorable period seasonally. Normally, people think of that as being the May to October period. And I think they'll start worrying a month early, as I've said before. Well, people have started worrying several months earlier, which has helped a little bit. It's helped to correct some of the overbought conditions, although not all of them. So I really feel if we're going to see a medium-term correction this year, and I think that's at least a 50-50 risk, my feeling is that it will occur at some point between April and October. And I don't expect it to be as sharp as what we saw in May and June. That was really triggered by the central banks becoming quite aggressive in terms of inflation. I think we're unlikely to get a replay of that type of talk this time around. But the inflationary pressures are not that far beneath the surface, and oil prices are moving up, or to whatever extent oil prices continue to move up, and I believe they will continue to move up, that will create an increasingly strong headwind for global stock markets. But again, I think we are a long way away from another bear market, so I'm reasonably relaxed about that. Now, a lot of people are in a flap over what's going on with the U.S. moving aircraft carriers towards the Arabian Gulf, and worried about a bombing strike on Iran by either Israel or the USA or both. No one knows what they're going to do, except those people themselves, but I doubt it. I think that the U.S. wants Iran to feel that, as Cheney puts it, all options are on the table. Otherwise, the tough talk and sanctions have absolutely no effect whatsoever. Well, I think the Iranians, and the regime at any rate, is making a calculated assessment that the U.S. isn't going to do anything. And they're probably right on that in my view, although I haven't got a chart on that, as you'll appreciate. But I don't think many others have got any additional insight on this. But I think it would be too risky. I think it would be too controversial, and I just don't think it's I don't think it's going to happen. We will see, as someone said. But meanwhile, that overall nervousness is a bit of a headwind for stock markets, but not sufficiently to offset the bullish factors of liquidity and some pretty good growth generally from a global economy that is synchronized in a period of economic expansion. Now, government bonds, while they are in this rally mode, that's good for stock markets and keeps some of the heat off. The strength of precious metals may begin to worry stock markets and also bond markets at some point, but it's not having a big impact here right now. I do like this precious metals area. As you know, I'm pretty heavily represented here, and I've just been edging stocks higher as I go along. I've gone from holding, though, a spread across all four futures traded precious metals to only having three. My biggest position is in gold. My second biggest position is in platinum. And just behind that, in terms of overall size, is my silver position. Those metals are sort of near the higher side of their range for today, right now, which is pleasing to see. Tin, 41,300. I beg your pardon. That's nickel. Nickel, 41,300. Very, very strong performance overall. These industrial metals, I don't think they are technically quite as attractive as the precious metals right now, but you know they're all in form. Copper, I maintain, has seen its bottom and is on the way back up and remains susceptible to a further bear squeeze. I've got a long position there, of course. The grains and beans, I think, just generally good action overall. Last week was particularly good for those markets. But remember, they are all tied in psychologically with oil at the moment. That would always be the case, but it certainly is right now. So, interesting overall. And if your portfolio is anything like mine, well, you're not doing badly, are you? Meanwhile, all the very best.